Chapter 2. New words. A bite, bit, noun and verb. A nut, noun. A berry, noun. A tail, noun. Chapter 2. A very bad crocodile. Next, the crocodile saw Trunky the elephant in the jungle. Trunky did not see the crocodile, and the crocodile bit Trunky's leg. "Who did that?" asked Trunky. "It's you, crocodile. Why are you here? Go back to the river." "I have a clever idea," said the crocodile.
"You only have bad ideas," said Trunky angrily. "And you're never clever or nice."
"I want a little child for my lunch," said the crocodile.
"No," said Trunky. "You're a very bad crocodile."
The enormous crocodile smiled. He walked more, and he met Mugglewump, the monkey. Mugglewump was in a tree.
"Hello, crocodile," said Mugglewump. "What are you doing?"
"I have a clever idea," said the crocodile. "It's about my lunch."
"Would you like some nuts for your lunch?"
asked Mugglewump.
"I don't like nuts," said the crocodile. "I like food with arms and hands and legs and feet."
"You can't eat a little child," Mugglewump said.
"Yes, I can," said the crocodile. "And I can eat its clothes and shoes too."
"You're very bad,"
Mugglewump said angrily. The crocodile smiled and he said,
"I eat monkeys too."
Then he bit the tree. But Mugglewump was very fast and the crocodile could not catch him. Next, the enormous crocodile met the roly-poly bird. The roly-poly bird was in an orange tree.
"Hello, enormous crocodile," sang the roly-poly bird. "I don't often see you in the jungle."
I have a clever idea," said the crocodile. "It's about my lunch.
Would you like some berries for your lunch?" sang the roly-poly bird. "Berries are my favourite food in the world."
The enormous crocodile smiled a big smile.
"Crocodiles don't eat berries," he said. "We eat little children. And we eat roly-poly birds too."
Now the crocodile was very fast. He bit the roly-poly bird, and he got the roly-poly bird's beautiful tail in his mouth. But the roly-poly bird could fly with no tail.
"You're a very bad crocodile," said the roly-poly bird, sadly.